Lesson 22, Section 1, Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Is that the manager?
Speaking. Can I be of any assistance?
Could you speed up your switchboard a bit, please? I booked a call to Brussels a good 20 minutes ago, and I haven't had a reply yet.
Well, perhaps they are rather busy at this time of the day. After all, we are an hour ahead of Belgium.
I know that, but I could have dialed directly myself at no time at all.
We do like to route the calls through the operator, and then there can be no misunderstanding about the charges. I'm sure you understand.
No, I suppose it would be difficult to check the cost of directly dialed calls, but nevertheless, I do have to put through an important call to Brussels.
I'll get onto them myself and see what the delay is, then call you back as soon as I know anything.
Dialogue 2.
And what seems to be the trouble, sir?
They don't want to let me into the nightclub.
Well, I'm afraid there is an entrance charge, sir.
Damn it all. I am a resident. It's ridiculous.
I'm very sorry, sir, but you see, it is something of a special evening. Our guest star this evening is Sammy Davis Jr., and I'm afraid that the tickets do cost 250 marks each. I could see if there are any left if you would like one. We generally try to keep a few back for the residents.
Good Lord, that's nearly £35. No, on second thought, better than I'll bother. Could you have them send up a bottle of scotch to my room? I'll entertain myself instead.
Very good, sir. That's room 634, isn't it?
Dialogue 3.
Good evening, sir. I'm the assistant manager.
How nice.
Yes, I'm afraid we've had a complaint about the noise from your neighbour across the corridor. He's trying to get some sleep, as he has an early start tomorrow. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, I see.
Do you think it might be possible to ask your friends to be a little quieter? We do like to give our guests a chance of getting a good night's sleep. It is well after 11.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I do apologise. I suppose you were talking rather loudly. It's just that we signed a very important contract. We were having a bit of a celebration.
I'm pleased to hear it. Shall I ask room service to bring you some coffee?
No, that won't be necessary. We were just about to pack up anyway.
Thank you, sir. And good night to you.
Dialogue 4.
Could I see the manager, please? I have a complaint.
Can I help you, madam?
Yes. Did you have this room checked before we moved in? There's not a scrap of lavatory paper, and the toilet doesn't flush properly. The water doesn't run away in the shower, and I would like an extra pillow. What have you to say to that?
I'm extremely sorry to hear that. I'll attend to it right away. The housekeeper usually checks every room before new guests move in. We have been extremely busy with a large conference.
That's no way to run a hotel. One doesn't expect this sort of thing in a well-run hotel.
No, madam, I do apologize. It's most unusual. We do try to check the rooms as thoroughly as possible. Just the one pillow, was it? Is there anything else?
Well, your thermostatically controlled air conditioning doesn't seem to be working too well. It's as hot as hell up there.
I'll just adjust the regulator for you, and I think you'll find it a little cooler in a short time. I'll also send someone along right away to look at the toilet and shower.
Section 2. A. Presenting tour packages.
Good evening, all you holiday dreamers. It's holiday planning time again, and we're here with suggestions as usual. We know what you want. Something more interesting, something less expensive. So, what about America? New York from £199. Or Canada? Or Hawaii? Ah, Hawaii. And from only £372. Or the beautiful Bahamas? From just £400. Nearer home, we suggest Wales or Scotland. And if you'd like an easy package holiday, you could visit Menorca from £103. Ceylon from £343. Mombasa from £311. And sunny Florida from £243. Is time a problem? Is money a problem? Just send for our brochure and both problems will disappear.
B. Discussing a holiday.
Bob, can we really afford a holiday? We're paying for this house, and the furniture is on HP, and then...
And now listen, Peggy. You work hard, and I work hard. We're not talking about whether we can have a holiday. We're talking about where and when.
Well, shall we go to Sweden?
Sweden's colder than Sheffield. I'd rather not go to Sweden.
What about Florida? Florida's warmer than Sheffield.
Yes, but it's a long way. How long does it take to get from here to Florida?
All right. Let's go to Hawaii.
You must be joking. How much would it cost for the two of us?
But the brochure says the problem of money will disappear. Bob, where do you really want to go?
I'm thinking of Wales or Scotland. Do you know why?
Yes. They're right on our doorstep and so close to home.
C. Obtaining information.
Now let me see. Blue Skies Travel Agency. Oh yes, it's a London number. 01-748-9932. I think I'll ring now. Is that 748-9932?
No, it isn't. It's 738-9932.
Sorry, I must have dialed the wrong number. About holidays in North America?
Just one moment. I'll put you through to our North American department.
North American department? Miss Jones speaking. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm planning my holiday, and I'd like some information about holidays in New York.
Certainly. What would you like to know?
First, how much is the cheapest return flight to New York? And what will the weather be like?
I see. When do you want to go?
In May. And I'd like to know about inclusive holidays and good hotels and...
Certainly. Just give me your name and address. I'll send you all the information you want.
My name is Jill Adams, Miss J. Adams, and my address is...
D. A bus tour.
Hello, I'd like some information about your trips to Kathmandu.
Yes, of course. What can I tell you?
How do we travel?
It's a specially adapted bus with room for sleeping and...
How many people in a group?
Well, the bus sleeps 10. Usually there are 8 travellers and 2 drivers, a guide who look after you.
So we sleep normally in the bus?
Yes. And it's fully equipped for cooking, and it's got a shower system that we put up every evening, weather permitting.
We leave from London?
Yes, and return to London.
Is there anything special we'd have to bring?
Oh, we give everyone a list of suitable clothes, etc. to bring. Of course, space is limited.
Yes, I understand that. Now, how long in advance would I have to book?
Well, it depends. Usually 6 or 8 months. It's amazing, the number of people who are interested.
Well, I'm interested in the 10-week trip next spring.
That one leaves on the 4th of April.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it would be for 2 people.
Oh, that'd be fine. Could you come in and we can go over all the details?
Yes, I think that'd be best. But can you give me some idea how much that'll cost?
Spring for 10 weeks. We haven't got the exact figures at the moment, but something like... £1,100 per person?
Okay, I'll come and see you one day next week.
Yes, thanks for ringing.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. So you have a half day, a full day, and a day and evening tour of London.
That's correct.
Well, as we're only here for a few days, I think perhaps we should take the full day and evening tour. Give my children the opportunity to see everything.
Won't that be a bit tiring for them?
Yes, you're right. It's probably better if we don't include them on the evening part of the programme.
Not the theatre and the dinner entertainment?
Yes, that's what I mean. The hotel will take care of them.
Yes, I'm sure that can be arranged.
Now, can you tell me what the cost will be?
For the full tour, £70 per head.
So, that would be £140 for myself and my husband. What about the children? Is there any reduction for them?
Certainly, we have half price for children, and if they're not going to the theatre or the dinner, I think we could let them have the full day tour for £30 each.
That's fine. Could you tell me more details of the tour? I mean, what will we be actually seeing and so forth?
Well, here's a brochure for you to read, but I can quickly run through the main items of the tour with you. Now, as you see, you're picked up from your hotel at 8:30. So you must be sure to order an early breakfast.
Yes.
Then you're taken to see the changing of the guard, and you'll see Buckingham Palace at the same time, of course. After that, you'll be taken down Whitehall to see the Houses of Parliament, Big Ben, you know, the famous clock, and nearby Westminster Abbey. Now, from there, we have a river trip down the Thames towards the Tower of London. During the river trip, you'll be provided with sandwiches and coffee, orange juice for the kiddies. When you get to the tower, you'll see the beefeaters, the traditional guards of the tower, and then you'll be shown the crown jewels.
And will we have a guide during all this?
Of course, there's an official guide who will explain the sights to you and give a short account of their historic associations in three languages, English, German, and French. If you have any further questions, you'll be only too pleased to answer.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Now, in the afternoon, you'll be taken to London Zoo for a couple of hours. We tried to arrange this to coincide with the monkey's tea party. The children always enjoy that.
Oh, I'm sure mine will.
And from there, we just go round the corner to Madame Tussaud's to see the waxworks. And after that, right next door to the London Planetarium, where you'll see the stars simulated by laser beams.
Oh, that sounds very exciting. What a full day.
Yes, well, we do let you have a couple of hours rest before taking you on to the theatre and dinner in the evening.
Oh, that's good. I'll be able to get the children off to bed or settled down watching television or something. Well, that sounds marvellous. Thank you very much.
Not at all. There's just one thing, madam.
Oh, what's that?
The check.
Of course.
Section 3. Dictation.
I have always been interested in making things. When I was a child, I used to enjoy painting. But I also like making things out of clay. I managed to win a prize for one of my paintings when I was 14. That is probably the reason that I managed to get into art college 4 years later. But I studied painting at first, not pottery. I like being a potter because I like to work with my hands and feel the clay. I enjoy working on a potter's wheel. I'm happy working by myself and being near my home. I don't like mass-produced things. I think crafts and craftspeople are very important. When I left college, I managed to get a grant from the council. and I hope to become a full-time craftswoman. Well, this workshop is small. But I hope to move to a larger one next year.